Time to talk some racing as we head towards the Everest here in Sydney this weekend. Of course, Caulfield Cup coming our way, then Cox Plate, then we get into the Melbourne Cup Carnival. We had the Australian Racehorse of the Year awards last night. Very elegant, named the Horse of the Year. The man across it all, of course, you can hear him on SEN Track Monday to Thursdays, 8 to 11am, and on the Sydney Racing Stable Saturday mornings here on 1170 is Andrew Bensley. Morning, Benz.
Yeah, morning to you, Matt. And yeah, it's hard to keep up with it these days when we get right into these weeks of the spring.
Oh, 100%. So I've been juggling left, right and centre here trying to work out where to start. But can I start with the expectation or perhaps the news coming out that James McDonald, some Sydney jockeys will be able to go down to the Cox Plate? I saw you tweeted on this last night. So we're looking at what, fly in, fly out? How close?
Yeah, look, I think that the jockeys have to put forward sheets of information to the Victorian government and then the health body will determine each individual case. But I think with the decision, like I was posed the question overnight, whether Craig Williams would have been on Zaki in the Cox Plate after last Saturday, I think that he would have been. But now, having seen that Godolphin have got Craig to ride Animo in the Cox Plate, I think that all opened up yesterday when I think the Sydney jockeys became more confident and James McDonald could say to Annabelle Neesham, I reckon I'm going to be there. And I'm tipping James McDonald won't be the only Sydney jockey that will ride on Cox Plate Day at the Valley. Annabelle Neesham's got Moonga that could easily line up in the Cox Plate, or they keep him and stay for the Golden Eagle. But the drums are starting to beat that Moonga's a very good chance to line up in a Cox Plate, and I reckon it'll be a Sydney jockey that will come down and ride if all the exemptions are passed by Victorian Health.
All right, some fascinating storylines to come out of last weekend and looking forward to the weekends ahead. What did you make of Zaki and that defeat?
It was disappointing, okay, for some that obviously took the short price at everything. But for mine as a racing lover, I loved it, Matt, because Jai McNeil might have ended up finishing fourth on Holmesman, but he made the race. Instead of, a total sit and sprint race, Holmesman went for home with Jai at about the 600-metre mark, and the pressure was instantly on everybody. And they've got to stand up. You know, there's going to be even more pressure in a large lineup in the Cox Plate that Zaki has to cope with. The question mark now is, can he? It's going to be debatable. Draws and everything next week have to be worked out. But it's made the Cox Plate, Matt, because if Zaki had come out and won, doing it easily, then the Cox Plate may not have got the discussion that it deserves next week.
Yeah, and so Craig Williams gets the ride on Animo. So Animo is, 57 kilos in the guineas, but goes down to 49.5. So that rules D. Oliver out of that ride.
That's right, and Damien's going to ride Gold Trip, who's one of the international horses, Matt, that's been bought by Australian Bloodstock to come and race in Australia. And the horse will go to the Valley on Saturday morning for a gallop, most likely go back Tuesday. But Damien Oliver, that's his mount in the Cox Plate, Matt.
Yeah, good stuff. I love the Cox Plate. I love this time of the year. So I love the Caulfield Cup as well, 2,400 metres. Have we had something as short as incentivised for a while for the Caulfield Cup at the moment? Sort of in there around about $1.90, $1.95.
Yeah, and look, after chatting with Peter Moody this morning, I don't think he's a big punter, Pete. I don't think he'd hold back and see whether he could get flip of the coin come Saturday. But incentivised worked at Pakenham, where Peter trains from, on the outskirts of Melbourne this morning with a stablemate, and Peter was really upbeat. The one thing, like Sydney, with a bit of rain on the way, Melbourne's meant to get rain from every day from late tomorrow through till Saturday. So we could end up easily with a soft track. And depending, they're saying 15 to 20 mil on a couple of those days. So, we might end up soft / heavy if the forecast ends up being right. But Peter would certainly prefer a drier track. Incentivises 4 for 4 on soft. So that's not a concern, but I think he'd like just to get on near enough to top of the ground. But anyway, we'll wait and see what the week brings.
Yeah, you had on this morning Gene van Overmeer. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Well, the Everest barrier draw is being done on Bondi Beach in the next 15 or 20 minutes, Matt. And James Kennedy had the last slot. He did choose Rothfire, and that horse had its issues going back a couple of weeks ago, and they took Rothfire out. So James Kennedy had to decide on his horse. He did that late yesterday with Embracer for Gabe Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. And then Adrian and James spoke to us this morning on SEN Track. And then shortly after, Adrian rang Jean van Overmeer and told him that he had a ride in the Everest. And this was JV's response.
It almost feels like Christmas has come early. Adrian gave me a call this morning and he gave me the wonderful news. And as I sort of said to Adrian, I can't believe what I'm hearing right now. I'm just over the moon and I'm getting the opportunity.
Yeah, that's great. So Jean van Overmeer this morning right here on SEN Track. So, Benz, what are you looking forward to? How do you think the Everest plays out?
Well, dead set. Plenty of pace up front. Eduardo, Nature Strip. I did notice from yesterday, Chris Waller, after Nature Strip galloped out at Rose Hill for the last time, Matt, that they settled the horse behind another horse. And I think Chris has tried to... Nature Strip is certainly settling 100% on where he was when Chris Waller first got his hands on him. But it may be Chris is aware that there's just going to be so much pace up front that we need to not take Nature Strip to the lead. So barrier draws will be crucial just to see the outcome. Eduardo is the one that I think can push for the lead. His only poor run has been 12 months ago in this race when nothing worked out under Rachel King. Nash Rawilla knows the horse really well. So the one thing that I have learned through this race, Matt, high-pressure race. You need a horse that can finish it off strong. Mars Crusader is the one that's getting a lot of attention for that. Guitra's going equally as good. Classique Legend is the unknown. He hasn't raced this campaign. Les Bridges trusted his eye since Classique Legend got back from Hong Kong. A trial last Friday showed that he's in good shape. But can he win an Everest first run back? We're not going to know that till the end. We've just got to trust the judgment of Les Bridge.
Yeah, well, the punters at the moment, Classique Legend is favourite at the moment. Fixed odds $4 there and $4.50 for Nature Strip. Good on you, Ben. It's great to catch up, mate. We'll do it again next week.
Hey, by the way, did you hear about that Lost and Running gallop yesterday?
No. Oh, yes, I did. Rowan Browning.
Well, it wasn't Lost and Running.
Ah, who was it?
It was a substitute horse out of the John O'Shea stable, we've learnt this morning. Everything for a good promotion of the Everest, and it got plenty of coverage. But I learnt, dug around overnight, and I can tell you that it definitely wasn't Lost and Running.
Hang on, mate, what have we got a fine cotton affair on our hands here?
No, it was just a promotional little gig, Matt. All in fun. But no, Lost and Running is prime, ready to go for Saturday.
Oh, that's good. It definitely was Huey Bowman, though, wasn't it?
It was Huey, yes. It was definitely Huey on top.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Matt.
Andrew Bensley there, Monday to Thursdays, SEN Track from 8 to 11, and of course Sydney Racing Stable with Michelle Bishop on a Saturday morning from 8 through till 9. So there you go. There was a little bit of games going on yesterday. Lost and Running wasn't the horse that took on Rowan down the straight, but it was for the promotion. It certainly got some headlines. Nice work, Ben. It's time for our news.